Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Jay.
Gray.
And I lied. We're not going to talk about the guy who shot some attempted kidnappers yet, because there's bigger news that I meant to get into in the entirety of the first segment and kept clicking past it on accident. So Twitter has decided to ban all political ads in the 2020 election. And going forward, presumably, they didn't necessarily just say just 2020.
So they're going to take a huge revenue cut, huh?
Well, evidently, political ads don't make up much of Twitter's actual revenue. I'm more interested in the fact that, you know, Donald Trump is, for all intents and purposes, an ongoing, never-ending political ad. Are they going to similarly ban him?
Probably not.
Well, I know Kamala Harris has basically called for Twitter to turn Trump off.
I would love that. Trump is amusing, and I don't think I actually follow him on Twitter, but I know Derek J does, and if Trump says something really funny or really amusing, Derek will usually tweet it and retweet it, and I follow Derek, so I'll usually see it, but I don't want to get Donald Trump the follower. Not that lunatic.
And it's cool you got a friend like Derek J to filter out all the nonsense for
right?
you, and he just retweets the important stuff and the funny stuff. Thank you, Derek J.
But we got a special caller on the line, so let's get into that real quick. We got Vermin Supreme calling from Massachusetts. Vermin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello there, New Hampshire. How the hell are ya?
Oh, we're doing great. It's surprisingly warm up here for being almost November.
60 degrees
yes,
today.
The times, they are a-changing. We're going to have to get used to that stuff.
That's what that little redheaded girl from Germany says, or wherever she's from.
Well, once we get the weather domes up and running, climate control will be within our fingertips. It'll just be a matter of convincing your fellow citizens what temperature you might like it that day.
I think it's climate control already. I mean, we got this big ball of fire that's controlling the climate, best I can tell.
I would tend to agree, Jay.
Yeah.
But I mean,
let me tell you this. My chemtrails are going to be prismatic, and they will make beautiful rainbows crisscrossing the sky. So
well, everybody loves rainbows.
Are your flying monkeys going to be aerosoling these chemtrails?
Yes, they will. They sure as hell will, indeed.
Maybe we could.
Wonderful future. I hope you're all on board.
Maybe we could instead of genetically engineering flying monkeys, you know, my niece, who's very excited about the pony march that we're working on, by the way, Vermin, has suggested that we genetically engineer ponies and give them wings so we can have Pegasuses. What do you think of that?
We could totally do that, because you know I'm the science president, and I have lots of very smart scientists. But yes, they may be mad scientists, but they do know their stuff. And I think that's something that we could, all we got to do is get the, we can maybe breed the flying winged monkeys with ponies. Do you think that would work?
Well,
I like the visual of this. Am I allowed to say that?
We could probably sell the stream, right?
Right, yeah.
The finance it all.
Yes, now that's some animal husbandry right there. I think there's totally a market for that, for sure. Absolutely.
So Jay says, and Vermin, I don't think we've ever spoken before, but Jay says that there's a pony march coming up. What can you tell me about this?
Well, this has been a vision of mine for the past couple of years. As you know, in 2016, I went to register for the New Hampshire primary, and in that particular
darn it, Vermin!
Vermin, you can't say things like that on the air.
Well, anyways, I will finish off best I can for Vermin. I can't, you know, say his words because I don't know exactly what they are, but Vermin and I have been discussing for months now on organizing a little pony march because November 15th in New Hampshire is the last day that you can register for to be on the ballot as president of the United States in New Hampshire.
What day?
November 15th.
Okay.
This year. And so there's going to be a big media presence at the New Hampshire State House. So we're going to meet at Area 23, and I'm going to bring a couple of ponies. I haven't got a firm answer on the draft horses and the wagon yet, but we hope to have a wagon, a hayride wagon, with a couple of big Belgian horses that my brother has access to. We're working on confirming that we can use those horses that day, but we can definitely use the ponies because the ponies are ours. And we're going to have a nice little pony march from Area 23 through Concord to the State House, and Vermin's going to go register to be on the ballot for president.
Very cool. Now, he's never been on the ballot before, right? He's always been a write-in?
I believe, well,
he was on the last time I voted, or last time I saw it. I feel like it was on there.
He was definitely on the ballot in New Hampshire. I've seen the ballot. Just, I don't know if it was a picture of it or something, but yeah, I'm pretty sure he was. It's too bad you had to drop the S word there, but maybe tomorrow night he'll call back in and finish off and just censor himself a little better.
Yeah, he's absolutely welcome to it. I've still got him on hold. I'm just hesitant to click back over because I don't know if he heard any of that discussion. I'm not sure exactly how that interplays with the hold button.
He should be able to hear us if he's on hold, right?
I can totally hear you. I will not swear again. That was just a total slip of the tongue. I apologize.
Welcome back.
I knew it wasn't intentional. It's okay.
Oh, yes. No, I was talking about in 2016, I went to the White House to the State House in Concord to Bill Gardner's office, and I did have a large number of weaponry and long arms and short arms and pistols strapped to my head and all sorts of things like that. And
you went to register your candidacy while dressed like that?
Yes, I was going to because you can open carry in the State House generally, but because Bill Gardner was had the Secret Service there, the Secret Service shut down the whole second floor of the building. So I was able to open carry. I had a little golf cart with a couple shotguns and a Mouse Burger on my back and a Glock on my hip and a Smith & Wesson strapped to the outside of my boot and it was successful in that I was able to carry in the first floor, but then the Secret Service had me disarm in order to continue into the secure area.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you can no longer open carry in the New Hampshire government building, whatever it's called, right?
The State House? I don't know. I'll have to look into that.
What John Burt was talking about, and he's a New Hampshire representative from Goffstown, a good representative. He's very much pro-freedom and pro-gun rights. And he was saying, because we were talking about this at one of our free wear meetings, and that happens in Ware, New Hampshire, on the third Thursday of the month. And he was saying that it was in the House chambers.
You weren't to
carry.
Okay, yes. Yes. But theoretically, everywhere else. So I will probably be testing that again with the full understanding that the Secret Service will want me to remove the weapons before I enter their little area, depending on who is registering that day. So, yes, I did want to mention that the ponies will be armed. The theme of the march is indeed guns and ponies. And we will hopefully have plenty of guns for all the ponies. And this, too, I believe, will also be legal because I believe that ponies, you are allowed to transport your guns and in your car. And in this case, it's a pony is just another vehicle of conveyance, which will be transporting whatever kind of exciting guns we can get for them.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for the call, Vermin. If you want to stick over for a few more minutes to tell us about your presidential campaign, the Free Ponies, the Pony March, and all of that, that would be awesome. At any rate, I look forward to seeing how this is going to play out. It sounds like you're intentionally going to push the police state's buttons, and I always enjoy that. 855-450-3733.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home tonight. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk radio that you control. Give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Jay.
Gray.
And I want to tell you about LibertyCon. It's a unique convention, April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., the bane of libertarians' existence, where the corruption is thickest and rot is in the air. That's where libertarians are going to congregate. So you can hear from a list of incredible speakers like John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods and co-founder, who's going to speak on conscious capitalism. That should be awesome for the woke crowd out there. Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics, is going to speak on alternative markets. There's a political commentator with more than 300 million views on YouTube, and a lot of other interesting people. There's so much more. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events. And use the code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save with early registration at LibertyCon.com with FTL as the code for a $10 discount. Again, that's April the 3rd through April the 5th. It sounds really cool. That may actually be something that I intend to attend. Anarchapulco also sounds really awesome, but it's not going to be feasible for me this year, I don't think.
Yeah,
other obligations.
Anarchapulco's pretty expensive between transport and then, you know, dealing with getting in and out of the country and hotels. And it's got an expensive price tag, too, doesn't it?
I'm not sure.
Several hundred bucks, I believe, for a ticket, but, I mean...
Well, I mean, it's at a resort, so that sounds about right.
Well, everybody that goes there just loves it.
Yeah.
But it's more realistic to travel from New Hampshire to the District of Criminals than it is to Mexico.
Yeah, if one absolutely must. I'm not a big fan of, government in general, but certainly not D.C. I've never actually been to D.C., though. Anytime I've, traveled around the country and... You know, Google Maps was trying to send me through it. I always just rerouted.
I always
no thanks.
Try to drive through there between like 11 and 3 during the day, or like after 9 o'clock at night and before like 4 o'clock in the morning. I used to haul a lot of horses from like New England to Florida and back and forth, and broke down right in D.C. once, and these like 3 hoodlum gangster dudes that thought I was getting jacked helped me out.
Awesome.
They helped me change tires. They actually, the one dude's like, oh, I got a friend who's got a tire shop, and he like, we unhooked the truck, and the two other guys watched the horses and said, I'll give you guys $50 each if everything's good when I get back. They're like, no problem, brother. The one guy rode with me, and we went down. I got a tire for like $30. I couldn't believe I got the tire so cheap, and yeah, those hoodlums helped me out real good, and they were good dudes. And then the cops showed up, and they were gone, and the cops were harassing me, and I'm like, oh, I just got my tire changed, and you know. But, yeah.
Isn't that surprising? I mean, that seems to be the way of the world, though. I had an experience in Worcester, Massachusetts, this last Saturday, where I got very, very drunk at a concert that ran like 3 hours longer than I expected, right? So I was drinking much more heavily than I would have if I had known that it was going to be like a 6.5 hour long concert, right? I thought it was going to be like 3, maybe. So I realized very near the end that I was going to have to go back to the hotel and pass out. Unfortunately, when I went outside and smoked a cigarette sitting there on the bench, I then looked up a few minutes later and realized that my phone was dead. And I had no way to get back into the venue and no way to call anyone or contact an Uber or anything like that. Didn't even know the name of the hotel I was staying at.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that was a fun experience. And, you know, everyone that I passed barely able to walk because, as I said, I was very, very drunk. My plan when I went outside was just to get an Uber, go back to the room, and pass out.
Were you by yourself?
Yes. In the dark streets of Worcester at 1:30 in the morning.
I did a lot of... I grew up, 45 minutes from Worcester, Massachusetts. Palmer, Mass. I grew up. And
I can tell because you said Worcester.
Worcester, yeah. Worcester. People are like, I need to get to Worcester. There used to be a place called Liberty Clubhouse, which is right downtown in Worcester. And we used to go wander around late at night after, it was like the Liberty Love Fest events, and there was always gatherings there. And never had any trouble from, like, any punks or street thugs in Worcester. It was actually, it's a dark city because there's not a lot of lights everywhere, but
Yeah.
Well, there's a juggalo portion
of the city.
Oh, I didn't know
evidently.
That.
Evidently. Yes, I didn't know that either. But ICP fans, insane clown posse.
Yes.
I mean, we laugh about it, but it's actually screwed up what's going on with the juggalos in the United States. Like, they're considered a terrorist organization by the FBI. They're profiled and things like that. It's just a complete and total mess. You think, oh, they're just juggalos, screw them, they're stupid, but it's a complete mess.
I think that's an easy list to get on.
Well,
I would tend to agree.
So when I was in high school, I graduated high school in 98, and ICP was pretty popular then because they, you know, the whole wrestling thing, like, promoted the heck out of them, I guess. And I was never into wrestling, but I guess that's how they came apart. They were part of, like, an act during wrestling matches. They were like the halftime show or something.
Yeah.
And I never was into wrestling. But my buddies are like, oh, you're just hearing about ICP now. And, you know, they're, you know, like WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah kind of guys or something. And so anyways, all the guys in the Insane Clown Posse band, none of them, like, turned into, like, drunks and drug addicts after they got popular. Like, they bought their mom's houses. They invested their money wisely. I watched some...
Oh, they're heavily Christian people.
Yeah, and...
I mean, you wouldn't tell by their music.
Oh, and their music is so hilarious. And a lot of it... And a lot of their stuff is, like, anti-state. There's a one about Three Little Pigs, which is basically about the cops and the judges. I don't know if you recall that song.
I'm not a fan of
ICP, so yeah. I wouldn't know
it. I used to listen to it a lot as a kid. Because I could align with it very good, because I was an anarchist as a young boy. My father, you know, was bringing me to John Birch Society meetings when I was like five, and he was really into the stuff. So when ICP came out, it was like the first thing I ever really heard that was like had a lot of like truth about, you know, the police state and corrupt judges and things like that. So I really liked those guys. But they were all smart, so they're like, they didn't do anything like stupid. They actually did very well for themselves, invested wisely, bought property. Not like these guys you hear, they're all strung out on drugs and alcohol and broke, you know, after they made it famous.
Yeah, fame is hard to manage.
Yeah, fame is hard to manage. These guys did a good job with it.
Well, speaking of fame, Donald Trump, of course, is famous. That's certainly a fair statement. He used Twitter, by and large, to become president of the United States, and Twitter has decided that they're going to ban all political advertisements going forward. However, they're not going to ban political figures and things like that because Jack Dorsey, evidently, who seems to like Bitcoin quite a bit, believes that a political message's reach should be earned rather than bought.
Sounds noble.
So he's fine with organic reach and people, you know, just becoming popular and having people retweet them and things like that. But he doesn't want people to be able to buy that level of influence on his platform.
Yeah, that's cool, because the people who got money for campaign advertising, the bad people, as far as I'm concerned, have unlimited money.
Yeah, they certainly do. And, you know, they could just become popular in some other area, like Donald Trump did, that he could advertise, like The Celebrity Apprentice and whatever, and then make that sudden switch once he has, you know, 50 million followers to talking about politics, and bam, he basically bought political ads without buying it. 855-450-3733. There's more about Twitter, so don't go anywhere. 355-453.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kincade Fire in Northern California has burned about 77,000 acres across Sonoma County.
Cal Fire officials say the blaze is now 30% contained as gusty winds have contributed to the fire spreading. Democratic Governor of California Gavin Newsom with some praise for the Trump administration.
Every request we've made of the Trump administration has been granted, and I just want to thank them again for moving as expeditiously as they have to support our efforts here at the state.
A war hero from Afghanistan is the latest recipient of the Medal of Honor. President Trump honored Army Master Sergeant Matthew Williams with the nation's highest military award during a ceremony on Wednesday at the White House.
We salute your unyielding service, your unbreakable resolve, and your untiring devotion to our great nation and the nation that we all love.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Jay.
Gray.
For years, you know, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. There was actually just a ForkFest thing added to it a few days ago that I still haven't actually looked into. But liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it so that you can connect and share with others. Use of liberty.menu, however, is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force, and for those who abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use the code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. Now, we were talking about Twitter and a announcement by them that they plan to just outright ban all political ads on their website.
I say good for Twitter. Political ads are so annoying.
Do they have shareholders?
I'm sure they
do. Twitter public? I wonder how they're going to like that. They probably would already know, right?
I'm sure they would.
Well, they know now, for sure. But
well, it wasn't too long ago that they banned ads from state media organizations because the Chinese government, because of course they were, the Chinese government, was using Twitter to spread disinformation about the Hong Kong protests.
That's what I hate so much about Pandora. I won't even listen to it anymore because, like, wherever you set it up, I think I happen to be in Connecticut, I keep on hearing all these, like, Connecticut state government public service announcement, like,
really?
Be a good slave kind of stuff, you know, report like things, like, you know, if you see somebody mishandling and, you know, like, see something, say something, Connecticut Department of blah, 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 or dial star Connecticut or CSP if you see, like, an impaired driver. Like, these are the things that would come across Pandora.
Interesting. I use Spotify, and for the moment, it doesn't have those. Now, as I hear, Spotify, Netflix, and others may be facing legislation that would require them to have those sort of public service announcements in them.
That's horrible.
But at the moment, I've never heard one for Spotify. Well, they're required on, you know, broadcast television and broadcast radio and things like that, so they're trying to also encompass streaming services.
Yeah, I use this thing to stream music now. It's just Bandcamp, and
that's for like local bands and stuff, right?
I listen to a lot. Pretty much all the music I'm into, you're just not going to hear on terrestrial radio, because terrestrial radio, as far as I'm concerned, is there for simplistically repetitive music.
Sure.
And like I tell people, like you know, if the Doors released an album today, it would never get radio play. Because it's not simplistically repetitive, for example, and just like a lot of, like, you know, the classic stuff that was like.
Well, that's not universally true. Tool just released a new album. They've always gotten radio play, and their songs are, for what gets radio play, very complicated. Some of them are like 10, 11 minutes long.
Okay. And I don't listen to much Tool.
Their 11 minute long ones don't generally make it to the air, though.
I used to, but I used to really be like into like country music.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember going to a Jason Aldean concert and like hearing my girlfriend at the time was really into Jason Aldean. I didn't like his radio play songs because they were just like same like phrases over and over again, same three chords. And
G, C, and D.
Right. And my brother actually is a musician, Josh Noon. If you YouTube Josh Noon Pork Fest, there's a good video of him playing. But he does a song called Same Three Chords. And he basically talks about how it's no matter which politician it is, a Republican or a Democrat, it is just telling you the same lies. And like the political atmosphere is just the same three chords.
It's a good line.
Yeah, it is. It's a great song. And anyways, Jason Aldean sang this, like, a couple of songs, and at his concert he says Asphalt Cowboys is a song, and it's just basically about a truck driver. And he's like, call your local radio stations, ask them to play this song. They just won't play these songs unless they're really repetitive. And I'd earn some respect for the guy. Because, you know, he wasn't 100% sellout now, you know, that he's kind of calling these guys out. But even bands that, like, established, like, Tool and Metallica that made it, you know, big years ago, they can, like, release stuff and, you know, and it gets pushed, especially if you listen to, like, you know, there are some pretty good radio stations like WAAF out of Boston. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
I'm not.
But they would always play, like, a lot of
that stuff. I just use Spotify now.
Oh, okay, yeah. And very few people listen to
it. It's like having my own radio station.
Right, right. But I like Bandcamp because there's no ads and it is all small, like, good local, like, if you hear a decent band at a festival or a concert, you'll probably find them on Bandcamp.
Right.
So there's a lot of great stuff on there. And you can directly support the artists through Bandcamp. You can buy their music. You can do donations. I'd like to see cryptocurrency buttons on the Bandcamp website, so I haven't seen them yet. But, like, Natalie Rise is someone I really like, and she's got a good freedom vibe to her. Trying to get her to come to Porkfest and Forkfest, but I said, you got to get a cryptocurrency button, a Bitcoin button on your Bandcamp page, and you'll sell some more, you know, digital audio.
Because
it's just, you know, I try to push the crypto on all of them, so.
So, Twitter has announced a ban on political ads going forward, and evidently some people are happy about it, some people aren't. It might not really have much of an impact on widely followed accounts like Donald Trump's, whose tweets already reach more than 66 million users a day. That's staggering. But some critics, including Democrats, have urged Twitter to block or remove the Commander-in-Chief's tweets. That was what you were talking about regarding Kamala Harris, arguing that his comments are incendiary or incorrect. Well, there's no necessity to be correct on the Internet. Twitter has declined to take an action beyond stressing some narrow cases in which it would limit the reach of tweets from a head of state. But still, the decision illustrates a sharp symbolic rift between Dorsey and one of his peers, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who on Wednesday stood by his company's controversial policy that essentially allows politicians to lie in ads during their third quarter earnings call. In a democracy, I don't think it's right for private companies to censor politicians or the news, Zuckerberg said.
Well, Zuckerberg, Facebook's, they censor Alex Jones. They kick off and censor a whole bunch of people.
Might be a bigger part of the money they take in than Twitter. So it was an easier decision for them.
Yeah, Facebook, Zuckerberg, at least, he's certainly full of crap. Facebook has a policy that allows for politicians to lie in advertisements, which is generally frowned upon in the advertising world. But hey, in politics, it's not like anybody's going to actually hold people to their promises. Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize and continued to just bomb everyone who happened to have brown skin that he could see. And Trump, of course, promised a wall and to drain the swamp and all this other crap. I didn't want a wall, but he did promise one. And there isn't one, thank God, at least. And, he bathed in the swamp on his first day.
He's still there.
So I internet searched most Twitter followers. And says Barack Obama comes up as number one with 109 million followers. And then, goes down a few more, but
he's number two.
Katy Perry, then Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Taylor Swift.
That
sounds
people.
Accurate.
So, in response, Zuckerberg has defended his policy in recent weeks, stressing that tech giants should not stand in the way of political leader speech, just the speech of people who aren't elected politicians, evidently. During Alex Jones, as you mentioned, during the earnings call, he estimated a political advertisement next year would make up about 0.5% of Facebook's revenue. So it's not a huge cut of theirs either. Well, actually, yeah, it kind of is. Based on the company's revenue for 2018, that would amount to $279 million. That's 0.5% of their revenue.
I hear people crying about Amazon makes so much money and doesn't pay any taxes. I wonder if any of these guys are crying about all the money Zuckerberg makes.
Man, no kidding. $279 million, 0.5% of their revenue. And their revenue next year is expected to be billions of dollars higher. 855-450-3733. Let us know what you think about Zuckerberg.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die
high in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. I want to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria.
Jay.
Gray.
And we're going to move on to the father facing felony charges after he shot two men who were attempting to kidnap his son. Now, this happened in Louisiana, evidently. A man was arrested after opening fire on two men attempting to kidnap his son, Hakeem Dumas. And now I see what the problem is here. Was at a family member's home in the early morning hours of October the 24th when two men showed up attempting to take his sleeping child. Dumas pulled his gun and shot at both men, killing one and injuring the other, according to the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office. A short time later, the surviving man, 24-year-old Billy Porsche, was taken into custody and charged with aggravated attempted kidnapping of a child and second-degree murder. The murder charge comes as a result of his actions directly causing the death of the other individual. I'm not a real fan of that kind of mental gymnastics.
Well, these laws are written so that, you know, basically, if I let you borrow $20 and then you take the $20 to go buy a knife and you stab someone with it, and then, you know, and they go through your text messages on your phone and see that I gave you the money to buy the knife, they're going to come after me too as an accessory to this. I forget exactly what it's called, but there's all kinds of structures, like anything that's somehow tied in related with the crime, anybody else, let's, you know, try to.
I think that's called legal land.
It's all legalese crap that they just, like, manufacture. But, yeah, I agree with you. It's insane.
So Dumas was also arrested and is facing felony charges. Why? Well, it's not really because he shot two men attempting to kidnap his son. It's because he is a convicted felon and prohibited from legally possessing a firearm under state and federal law. Now, that's screwed up in his own right. I don't think there's any stipulation within the Constitution. I'm not even a big fan of the Constitution because it too often curtails and stomps on our rights. But even within that aggressive, oppressive document, there's nothing in there about felons not being allowed to
words
own
on
firearms.
Paper. All it is, words on paper.
And this is all these state statutes, which aren't even laws. There's a difference between a statute and a law. A statute is not a law. It's part of the code. They all these statutes, rules, regulations, ordinances, what have you.
I've never given any thought to what the difference is between statutes, ordinances, codes, laws.
Why would you?
Well,
it's boring.
Point. so rules, regulations, ordinances, codes, they're all statutes. They're all statutory law. And these all came about due to the... So in Massachusetts, you have MGL, MGL lowercase, which is Massachusetts General Law, which was basically the general law of Massachusetts until 1923. And then in 1923, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts adapted this thing called the MGL in all capital letters, which is a codified statutes for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's not even Massachusetts general laws. But this is New York. They got a capital P penal code and a lowercase p penal code.
Oh, this is
right. So anyways, this is all legalese gobbledygook designed to confuse us. Even cops who are supposed to be enforcing it. I call all this stuff after 1923. It came about with the ICC, International... Uniform Commercial Code is what did this. So the idea was basically the federal government created these little corporations called State of New Hampshire, for example. It's a fiction created by the federal government in 1890-something or whatever. And so they codified this Uniform Commercial Code, made everything uniform amongst all the states that were incorporated under the United States. And this is where the statutes and, like, the New Hampshire RSAs come from. They were created out of this Uniform Commercial Code stuff. And just like Mark Stevens is very right, where's the evidence that your code applies to me? Where's the evidence that your Constitution even applies to me?
Adventures in legal land.
And so, you know, getting back to this stuff, they create all this Uniform Commercial Code stuff, and then they call it laws. But it's not really law. It's policy. Like, cops are not law enforcement officers. They're policy enforcement officers.
Well, I mean, even if they were law enforcement officers, I mean, the issue as I see it here is that, you know, maybe they don't have any evidence that their laws apply to me, that their regulations apply to me. I'm sure they don't.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. You know, they're the state.
I think it does matter. And here's why.
It matters morally, but at the end of the day, they're the ones with the guns, and they will kill me to enforce those laws.
Just doing their job.
But when it comes to fighting a like, I've been charged several times for operating a motor vehicle without a driver's license.
Right.
I've never been convicted of it. I've gone to jury trials
really?
On it. I went to three different jury trials on operating without a license in Massachusetts. I've been in court, and I've actually never been in court in New Hampshire for that particular one, but Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, and Vermont, I've been in court for operating without a license.
Is your vehicle registered?
I don't have a vehicle. It doesn't belong to me, but yes,
okay.
It is registered.
Okay.
And anyways, I don't have a driver's license, but sometimes I get pulled over, and they want to arrest me and charge me with operating. Sometimes they don't arrest me and they charge me with operating without a license. After I did three different jury trials in Massachusetts, and all of them I was found not guilty. And then what they tried to do was...
How does that work? I mean, I need to know. Because by the law, the eyes of the state, I mean, you were operating a vehicle without a license, right? I mean,
actually, if you go based on their definitions of their words, so this gets into statutory construction. So I know the Massachusetts stuff really, really well, because that's where I did it mostly. But in Massachusetts, the motor vehicle, chapter 90, section 23, I believe it is, says, that, no person shall operate a motor vehicle without obtaining a driver's license from the Register of Motor Vehicles. So if we go and we look up the definition of the word person, according to Massachusetts General Law, MGL Chapter 4, Section 7, Paragraph 23, is the definition of person. It says corporation, trust, association, or legal entity. And they and under the statutory construction, they have to go by the definitions in their own statute. So when the word person is written in a statute, it doesn't mean man or woman. It doesn't mean living being. It doesn't mean human. It means corporation, trust, association, or other legal entity. And motor vehicle is specifically used for hire. But first, the first part doesn't even apply. I'm not even a person. And when you get a cop on the stand and you ask him to define the word person as it applies to the code that he enforces, and he says, oh, like a man, a woman, a child. Really, can you show me where it says that? And then what that's called is impeaching the witness. And I've never really even gotten beyond that in any of these cases, because I had one judge says, well, we're not going to accept that, and I rule you are a person. Well, I object. And please note my objection for the record, because I intend on appealing this. And you're going to have to explain to appeals court how you took the rule of law, the statutory code, and you threw it out of your courtroom. And the
statute is tremendously fascinating.
And you're still driving, so it's working.
No, I travel. The only driving I do is of nails and horses.
Right. Okay.
So and not in the same manner, but
you're using their legal shenanigans essentially against them.
Right, because when you put a cop on this, in like New York, the way you go about
it. Well, cops are stupid.
Right, they don't understand the definitions of words. And New York, what works really well is the term traffic. So New York calls it a traffic citation. And so, like, right on a ticket, like, if you're in your car, it'll say commercial, yes or no. And they'll check off no if, like, you're driving in a car. So I just happen to be driving, you know, in a car. I get pulled over, and he checks off no on commercial. So I asked the cop, and this was in a little courtroom that was in a DPW garage in Sharon Springs, New York. They roll out literally, like, a fire truck and some other truck, and they set up chairs and have court one night a month. So I asked the cop if he knows the definition of the word traffic as it applies to law, and he says well, yes, of course, traffic, traveling to or from in an automobile. And I said, that's your answer? I said, okay, would you please read the definition of traffic in this New York State Penal Code definition? And the definition of traffic is buying or selling or trading, i.e. commerce, such as trafficking alcohol or trafficking drugs or trafficking tobacco. So, and I asked him if I was...
So travel isn't actually their definition.
Right, no, it's not the definition.
Fascinating. Oh, I got to learn more about this kind of stuff, man, because this is great.
And it's so much fun.
It sounds like a blast. To put cops on the stand and make them actually defend themselves, that's great. More power to you. What do you think about the penal code system and all the legal shenanigans that the state uses to make people obey? 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.